It's all good.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast. You're just here getting the best of the best because Sam forgot that we were doing this. And then George and I were just trying to figure out who Tate McRae was for like 20 minutes because she is allegedly dating a Blue Jacket. She just did a soft launch and I for like 30 seconds thought that it was Patrick Laine. And I was like, this is incredible. This is hilarious and great. Cause like, I just missed who she said when she said like a Blue Jackets player. Cause she like soft launched him or whatever with like a picture of like, and like his jerseys in the background or something. I don't know. But all I could see on the jersey was like a number that was in the 20s. So I was just looking up the 20s and I was like, oh my God, Patrick Laine is number 29. Good for him. And then I was like, no, it's just some random other person. His name's like Cole or something. I don't know.
You can tell she's 18 because she has his jersey hanging on her wall, which,
yeah,
I mean,
but the thing is that like, we didn't know who this was. Like, we're very out of it. She has like 2 million followers.
I don't know who Tate McRae is. Do you know who this is, Sam?
Oh, I was going to say, you said Tate McRae, like I should know who that was. And I was like, I've literally never heard.
No, I said
she started earlier. She said this earlier and she's like, should you know who she is? And I was like, oh, and then I Googled her and she's like 18 and from Calgary, but is famous, not like any other 18 year old.
She's
Calgary
on tour with Shawn Mendes, I think.
I was just going to say that. Like,
didn't
that
you
just
go to Shawn Mendes?
No, I have tickets that I also forgot I have and it's this weekend and I'm not going.
Okay, Sam. I thought your memory problems were only attached to your pregnancy.
No, they're significantly worse now that she's here.
That's so funny. No, like, I said,
I don't know how I'm going to practice law. It's probably not a good idea.
I said Tate McRae is the fake name that they give to like a Disney Channel TV show. Like, right? Like, it just sounds, I don't know who this is. Anyway, to teach us who Tate McRae is, I feel... Yeah, she's
anyway, the point is
she's
that we
a decade
don't care.
Younger
we
than me.
Are talking about this as long. We don't care who she is, and we don't care who her boyfriend is. So whatever.
No, but we just wanted she goes on Mallory's notes app list of yes, most successful wags,
of
powerful wags.
Do I have to take off like ones that have broken up? Do you think?
No, leave them.
Okay, just it happened. Mm-hmm. Does Chloe Moretz get a designation or no? One date doesn't count. Anyway.
The broadcast, the biggest podcast in Vancouver, pretty much.
We participate in light misandry.
Get out of here with that. Sexism.
All of our societal structures are designed in ways to inherently prejudice women.
Coach's Corner was kind of like my bathroom break.
I don't like to be bamboozled.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun.
Hi, welcome to the broadcast. Did I already introduce us? I think I did. It's fine.
I think you only introduced Sam by saying that
here.
She was late.
I'm Mallory. George is here. Sloan is around.
She's here.
She doesn't have a mic though, so, and she doesn't have headphones in. Her presence is here. Anyway, do you want to get started with our highs and lows of life existence? It's been a lot of lows lately.
It's been a real week of lows.
I mean, obviously, if you've been listening, and if this isn't your first episode, this is a pro-choice podcast. We actually donated our proceeds back in May when the SCOTUS decision leaked about Roe v. Wade. We donated money to the Kansas Abortion Fund. And we encourage you to donate to your local abortion funds if you have the means to. And
just donate to random people who are now suddenly like,
yes,
I'm going to help. Donate to established abortion funds.
Exactly.
Yeah, we actually got a really nice letter from the Kansas Abortion Fund, which I forgot to send to you guys. I just remembered. They said it was really, yeah, it went to my private email, but it was really nice. Yeah. There's like a whole website that you can access to find your local ones.
In other extremely sad news, they are getting rid of the Vancouver barge.
I put that in just for you, Mal. They're starting to dismantle
it. This is tragic.
The end of an era.
At least you saw it.
This is very true. At least I did make the pilgrimage.
When did that happen? How long has it been there? It feels like it's pre-pandemic. Okay. I know it's not.
Like a year?
Yeah, okay.
I think it's been a year.
What a time. RIP to the barge. Sad days. That's a low. It's low of the week. Alongside.
Okay, a possible high is Dylan Strome at the Blue Jays game, which I don't watch Blue Jays games regularly, obviously, because I don't care. And also, I don't want to listen to two anthems because they have to play the Canadian and I don't want to hear it.
They don't broadcast that.
Okay, well, whenever I have to go see a Blue Jays game, whenever I'm dragged and put in Kauffman Stadium and handcuffed there, forced to watch Royals baseball, and they're playing the Blue Jays, you have to sit and listen to two anthems. Anyway.
Much pain.
Georgia was actually watching the game.
And yeah, I was watching it live. They were playing the Red Sox. The Blue Jays went down, and Danish was pitching for the Red Sox, and he was throwing inside. He was throwing real inside, and they panned to the crowd, and Dylan Strome stood up and yelled, "Fuck you, Danish." And I was like, "That's Dylan Strome." And Izzy was right next to me. He's like, who cares? I'm like, "No, that's Dylan Strome. We need to go back. I need to prove that this is Dylan Strome." He's like, "No." And then like an hour later, Mallory sent to the chat some guy being like, "This guy looks like Dylan Strome." And it was him. We love players in all capacity being drunk in crowds, or players being fans in crowds, drunk, Brady Tkachuk, etc. So yeah, it was fun. More of that, please. Off-season shenanigans.
I don't want to say these words. The Colorado Avalanche are your 2022 Stanley Cup champions.
You can just say that
the
Corey Perry curse is real.
The Corey Perry curse outweighed the Pat Maroon.
Yeah, exactly. The unstoppable force of Corey Perry literally just being Sisyphus, like immovable object of Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
Winning cup after cup after cup. So
after cup.
Corey Perry lost another Stanley Cup final, which a huge win.
The immediate pan to his wife and child sobbing in the crowd.
So dramatic.
Was real tough.
Pretty funny, unfortunately.
It was a real choice. It was a real choice by the broadcasters to be like, you know what we need to see right now? A devastated family.
Corey Perry's relatives. We also hate them, apparently. Like a giant personal problem.
Anyway, congratulations to Samantha.
It was a good day.
Did you guys both pick Colorado to win?
Yeah,
I think. No, I picked like the Panthers to win.
Okay, but you picked them to be in the final.
In the final, you did pick them. You didn't want
to. Sam, you picked them from the start, right? I mean, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
because you like them.
I think I picked them at the start of the season.
You genius, you. We should also know.
The Islanders, knowing me.
We should also note that this was designated the comeback of the ages by Mallory's president.
Her personal president.
Thoughts and comments? Comeback of the ages?
Oh,
comeback of the ages?
I mean, he's a Flyers fan. Did you know that?
That's not surprising.
At least his wife is. But because of like Delaware, like proximity to Philly.
He's from Scranton, isn't he?
Yeah.
I just love comeback of the ages. They went 16-4.
I love that nobody did coming back from sucking
5 years ago.
That's 5 years ago.
I definitely think that is more what he was made. It's still.
It's like the St. Louis Blues were like, they just happened.
They just were bad. Like, no, they were good the whole year. No, I really like the fact that there was no research done. They were like, hockey, what a comeback, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, made me laugh.
This is how much America does not care about hockey. And when was the last time you guys won a cup?
1993.
Before I was alive.
Just wondering. So if we're just taking all of these wins without even caring. You could ask Joe Biden what hockey is. I'm not sure he could tell you.
Oh, man.
But I feel like that stands for a lot of things. I don't think it's just like hockey related.
Were you in Colorado when they won? Know.
I was not in Colorado when they won. They won on Sunday, right?
Yeah. You were there for the... For one of the games.
I was there. I was there on game 4 and game 5. So both times they could have won and didn't. I was just putting some bad energy into the universe. That's why.
How mean. They gave you free shots.
They weren't mean. They were very nice. I just don't like they were very nice. And also like they weren't like threatening people in the streets. Like I saw lots of Tampa, like they didn't beat them up. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like you should be more disrespectful to them. They came into your city.
I want a profile on the Denver sports fan. Where does it rank amongst all the,
like I saw like, a lot of people be like,
they seem fans fairly not- chilled.
Yeah.
I want to know everything because, well, the Avs have won, the Broncos have won. I don't know about the Rockies. I'm going to say
Rockies fans are pretty long suffering.
Rockies won? Have the Rockies won a World Series? No. Have the Nuggets won?
No.
Okay. So they have some winning, yeah. But.
Don't talk about the Hockey Hall of Fame. Obviously, they did all their voting. It was the first year that the students were eligible, even.
That all of them were eligible, I think, right? Alfredson, no? Yeah. Luongo, yes, first year of eligibility.
Yeah, Luongo and Sedin were. I think Alfredson's been eligible for a few years.
Okay.
I think.
I think the Hockey Hall of Fame is not that important. So while I am happy that Luongo and the Sedins got in, I'm like, I don't really care.
It's a very strange thing. Like it's, I always think that about, yeah, like who gets this? I always think this about the Baseball Hall of Fame, actually, because it's like super crazy and it's always intense, especially because you have like a period of time where you can be like eligible, and it's always kind of super gnarly, the voting. For the Hockey Hall of Fame one, it's just, I don't know. It's weird, old boy. Like it's the prototypical like old boys club, basically, has been. Obviously,
yeah, I don't really care about anything they vote on, even.
I mean, yeah, like it also, the people who voted in it, like historically, have been like just the most curmudgeonly, like hockey scribes. So that's been fun that they've dictated who's been in it. But I don't know, like, I never find the debate around it interesting, really. I don't know. It's just not the part of sports I'm interested in. Like, it's always, oh, can this person go, like, this stuff about the city. It's like, can they go in? They don't even have a cup. It's like, so? It's really fucking hard to win the Stanley Cup. And that's great that, like, some players can. And I think that's good. But you come within one game of it. Like,
I also just, like, it's not the NHL Hall of Fame.
It's, yeah,
the Hockey Hall of Fame. So, like, there are lots of people in there who, I mean, lots is probably an exaggeration, but there should be lots of people in there who haven't won cups.
It's actually like incredibly horrific to think that it took until recently for them to induct women.
2010.
Yeah. It was Angela James and Cami Granato.
And that is the only year that they have ever inducted two women.
That's just like, that's insane.
So I started digging because it's something that annoys me every year when they make the announcement. And like the bylaw that they passed in 2009 specifically limits it to two women per year. And I think the intention of it was that they would induct, they didn't, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. There's a limit of 4 player spots. And then one builder and one something else. I can't even remember because I don't care. But the reason for the limit of women to two is it's supposed to be two women players. So that what they said was so that I think the spirit of what they meant was that there would be two women and two men so that they weren't competing against each other unfairly. But the way they actually wrote it was so that women players are not competing with men for limited spots.
It's so bad. And the wording was so bad.
The wording is really bad. And not only that, but because of the way they set it up, even if their original intention was supposed to be two women, two men, the way it's played out is there's no limit to men competing with women for the spots, and they never use two spots for women. And some years they don't even use any spot for women. And so in the 10 years since they've allowed women to be in, they've inducted 8 women when they could have inducted 24. And so this idea that it, like, the limit was so that it would be fair to women players and men players is absurd, because the selection committee is the one that continues to choose men players over women. And there's no rational reason for it. And the whole thing is stupid. And the Hockey Hall of Fame is stupid.
It's also like, so they have to get 75% of the votes, I think, out of, and there's 18 people on the committee, two of which are women. One's Cammy Granato and one's Cassie Campbell-Pascal.
This is also the first year that they've had two women on the selection committee.
Yeah. And so
in the entire history of the.
Yeah. Because like, it's like the Supreme Court, like you either die or you retire, but you're in there for life, I think, isn't it? It's a 14-year term. Oh my God. Okay. Never mind. Basically you're in there for a long time. So it's kind of, it's like tenure. It's hard to get people out. So yeah, having like, I don't know if 20% of these people have covered women's hockey and therefore would be like educated enough to vote on it, which is kind of weird. It feels like, you know what it feels like, is the fucking Hollywood foreign press. Like that's what it feels like. Where it's like, remember that story came out and they found out that there was not a single Black member of the Hollywood foreign press. People were like, oh, no wonder they don't, like, they do racist things all the time. It's like, no wonder they didn't induct any women. Like when your makeup doesn't represent the population of people who play hockey, that's a fucking problem. Like if you're going to want to have actual conversations and people can remember that, like, Carolyn Ouellette is an incredibly good hockey player who won a bajillion gold medals. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Whatever. Glad Herb Carnegie got inducted. Shout out to Gabby and the whole kind of well, we actually had them on to talk about the Herb Carnegie campaign, I think forever ago. But he's in there now, so that's very good. Should we talk about Steve Simmons? One of the most patronizing tweets I've ever read in the history of Twitter.
Yeah. So like, to your point about 14 of 18 votes, Haley Salvian had tweeted that it was good that the woman inducted this year was not from like a North American league, but mm-hmm. basically like, why aren't there more women inducted? And I have to pull up because it's actually so condescending. And Steve Simmons quote tweeted her and said, it was the way he started it. Like it was like Haley and then a new paragraph.
It was the most patronizing thing I've ever seen.
And essentially was like, it's incredibly difficult to get to 14 of 18 votes on like any candidate, which like isn't even a relevant point. Like that, like he was trying to explain to her how the math of voting worked.
He was mansplaining. Like it was so bad. He was mansplaining a simple process.
Yeah. While he was mansplaining while completely missing what she was actually saying.
Yes, he's the worst. It was unbelievable. What a guy.
The best response was somebody was like, I bet I could get 14 of 18 people to agree that Steve Simmons sucks.
Yeah, that's true. Very accurate. Have you been to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
When I was like 9, maybe?
It's haunted or whatever. It's because it's in the old Bank of Canada, I think, building.
Yeah.
And the ghost. We talked about this on our spooky... Mm-hmm. Hockey history episode. Stuff. Yeah.
Other less fun things. We talked some the other week about the Hockey Canada hearing and talking about their dealing with sexual misconduct and stuff of that nature. And a lot of stuff has come to light regarding their general failing to do anything. Essentially, they're like, we usually see about 2 to 3 like assault cases a year. And people are like, you see that many? Like that many come to your attention? That's a lot. And those are the only ones that are coming to light. So they've been losing lots of sponsors. People have been cutting ties with them. Some of the notable ones, Scotiabank, Tim Hortons. Who else?
Tell us today or yesterday said that they were going to continue, this is really good. They're going to continue to sponsor youth hockey and women's hockey, but they will not be supporting the World Juniors or I guess like with that comes the like under 18s, et cetera, for the men, which I think was something that was kind of like the tough pill to swallow with this is that by losing sponsorship, it fucks the women's team over and also like other things, which, yeah, I don't know. Like, you could be a woman playing hockey in Canada and you're like, you know what? I don't want to wear the Hockey Canada crest. And I wouldn't disagree with you. But so TELUS did that. And actually Scotiabank, I believe they took out a full page in the newspaper to state why they were doing this, which was quite fascinating. I mean, that's like a Zlatan Ibrahimovic move, but I think since we last talked, the government froze their funding. Pascal Saint-Ange and the minister for sport, she's the minister for sport. She froze the funding until they get their shit together and agree to have these kind of issues go through the like government system for dealing with cases like this, rather than have it be something that either Hockey Canada does internally or that they farm out to a third party thing that they choose, but have it like flow through their system. And then also, the hearings themselves were just a fucking train wreck after train wreck of things that like opened this can of worms for people in such a public way that like a lot of this stuff has been talked about for a long time. But I think having people sit up there and say something like, we see 2 to 3 of these cases a year, or we paid for 8 John Doe's who we don't know who they are out of our own wallet instead of using the insurance money that we could have used without having an investigation. Like it just created, we need a new name for this. It's like not the Barbara Streisand effect. It's like something new where it's like, holy shit, what did you do? We'll see what actually happens when it comes to the World Juniors or how, like, it'll be interesting. Actually, I'm really looking forward to seeing how TSN is going to broadcast this when Rick Westhead is the person who broke this story, and how they're going to broadcast the World Juniors. Like, are they going to discuss this when they broadcast it? Like, they're losing sponsors. So it's fascinating what will ultimately happen. I mean,
the other fascinating thing about it is we're almost a year out from the coverage of the Blackhawks, and no surprise, the people covering this story are once again Rick Westhead and Katie Strang, and like, yeah, a few other more mainstream hockey reporters have commented on it after those reports have come out, but I don't see any of them breaking these stories or asking any of the hard questions, despite the fact that they all said they were going to do better after the Kyle Beach story. Really makes you think.
Well, even we're a year out from Logan Mayu, like in the conversation that we had to have around that. And like, even still, when Katie Strang and Dan Robson and Ian Mendez wrote that piece about the kind of long legacy of this stuff in junior hockey in Canada, the comment section was left open and there was multiple people being like, you shouldn't lump Logan Mayu in with these people because what he did is not the same as sexual assault, like, and defending him. And you're just like, oh my God, we're still here. We're still here where this is happening. And it's just like, okay, cool. It's good to know. I will say I did listen to the Vancouver sports radio station to see how they covered it. And they actually did a good job of covering it. So I'll give props to them. I don't know how other people have been doing it, but you know, after growing up and listening to, I have a specific memory of a very long conversation about Kim Basinger that happened while I was like 12 and listening to Vancouver sports radio, to hear them actually, you know, speak well about survivors and et cetera was kind of good. So at least incremental progress is progress, I guess.
Okay. We're going to go in like an hourglass thing of just like staying in like darkness and shittiness for a little bit. And then we'll move on to things that are more fun. Like we were talking about things that were better at the beginning. Okay. So like the big, I'm just going to explain it to Sam in Georgia because I'm the only one to pay attention to F1. It just forced them to pay attention to it. Anyway, so literally in our actual notes, we have written as Kelly Piquet's dad, who is a Formula One driver in his own right. I mean, Nelson Piquet won in like the 80s, and his son, Nelson Piquet Jr., drove in the like 2010s. Anyway, actually, this podcast is from like a year ago. And it kind of like came to light, I think, because he's talking about Silverstone, which is coming up. And he, in the thing, is just like speaking, it's like some Portuguese podcast, and he calls Lewis Hamilton the N-word, while discussing a crash at Silverstone, saying that like he mishandled the car or whatever. And this like audio like came out, cause like nobody, I guess, really bothered to listen to it because nobody cares what this old man has to say at this point. But yeah, and also then so this continued coming out, like what people were making statements about it. He hadn't said anything. Nelson Piquet hadn't said anything. Lewis had always been like, yes, I deal with this constantly and it's never better. It's like always something that he's been having to deal with, and obviously like he shouldn't have to. And then basically Nelson Piquet was like, it's like slang and it doesn't actually mean that. Like, I apologize, but also I don't really apologize because I'm sorry if you were offended. It was the most like half-assed apology of all time. Anyway, I do believe that he is currently banned from the paddock. Maybe he was going to be banned if he didn't apologize, but I think he's still technically banned, which is fine because no one cares about him. In another similar vein, this is about a week, maybe a week and a half ago. I think this actually happened before the Nelson Piquet stuff came out. Yuri Vips, who's a Formula 2 driver, was like streaming himself playing Call of Duty with some people. He's an Estonian driver as well. So English is not his native language. And he had himself a gamer moment of saying some slurs on camera. And then he got dropped from the Red Bull Junior program. And then today, he did get picked up again because talented men don't have consequences. Like, because Red Bull was funding his junior program essentially. And then some other team was like, actually, we're going to fund you because we actually don't care. And people make mistakes. And you're like, is this a grown man, actually? So generally, things are bad.
Wait. So Nelson Piquet is Kelly Piquet's dad, right?
He's Kelly Piquet's dad, yes.
Who's dating
Max Verstappen. So it's Max Verstappen's quasi-father-in-law, essentially.
Kelly Piquet was liking a bunch of posts that were defending her dad. Was he talking about, like, an incident that involved Max?
Yes, it was a crash between Max and Lewis at Silverstone last year.
Okay, yeah. That's awkward.
So everything is bad there.
Yeah, like
to say,
it's so
racing is so interesting because it's so wealthy and white. And Lewis,
yeah, it's like very obvious.
Like he's very poor. Like he came from a very like different socioeconomic background, and obviously he's Black, and so it sucks that he has to be the one who he's the Jackie Robinson kind of, right? I don't know. Maybe there's Black racers before him, but it just feels.
I don't think that he was the. Yeah, I think that he was actually the. And he's so successful, and he. Yeah.
It's really shitty.
But like the thing is that it is so true that. He shouldn't like have to be successful. Like the thing is that he shouldn't mm-hmm. have to be like the greatest racer of all time. Like to not like, obviously to not deal with racism, but also like, to not like deal with that, like this giant scale. Like it shouldn't be a consequence of like the spotlight being on him more, you know?
Yeah. It's also it's also wild because like, this wasn't like a hot mic situation. Like he was saying it with his whole chest. So it's like, I mean, both and are very equally casually, bad.
Like rolling off the tongue, like it's something he says all the time.
Yeah, that's
like that is like, also the thing with him, and also the Yuri Vips situation is that it wasn't like a situation. Both of these are very in character moments. Mm-hmm. Like you can't be like, oh, they made a mistake, and you're like, actually, they didn't make a mistake because they do this all the time. They just got caught.
So weird. Whatever.
So
very good.
Don't give a shit about his geriatric ass anyway. Literally, Brazilians like Lewis Hamilton more than they like Nelson Piquet, and he's like one of their own. So
fair.
Like Brazilians might honestly like Lewis Hamilton more than they like Senna. I don't know how true that is, but I'll look it up. Okay. What do you want to move into? Which dumb boy do you want to talk about?
Let's do Lauren Cal one.
Okay.
Because I think it's so funny. In a funny, like I'm laughing at Devo.
Yeah. Okay. Happy birthday to our queen, Lauren Cal One. As we've said before, we respect her. Do what you need to do, even if that is dating Connor McDavid, which like we don't like approve of as a choice, but like that's only because we want the best for you. Other than that, we approve of it. Like it's fine. If like your friend was dating like that, like milquetoast of a dude, you'd be like, I don't know. I feel like you could do better.
No, the funny part of it is that for her birthday, Devo posted something. He posted a thing and he turned the comments off, which is funny in itself. But he posted like, love you so much, Lauren. Also love Lenny, which made it seem like she literally was like, I'm leaving you and I'm taking this dog. Like that's entirely how it read, because then all of her posts are just her and her dog.
All of her posts were her and her dog. She also like went on some private jet to go hang out with her girlies, which good for her. What I was thinking, I was like, think of places to fight. Come pick me up. We'll think of ways to like spend Connor's money, like spend $500,000 for his birthday. For your birthday. Let's go. Like, and if he tries to be like, maybe spend less money, you could be like, just pull up the video or just like a still and just send it to him.
Can you imagine having that video if you were like getting into fights with your significant other? You just send that video.
Oh my God. Like literally I would just send, like a picture of like a receipt from the Gucci store. And then like the second photo is just like a still from that and just be like, please pay this for me now. Bye.
Incredible. Has the girl in the video come forward? They figured out who it is.
You know, it'd have been really funny if she went on the girls trip.
That would have been so
funny. But like the thing is that also all we're coming to this like with such like a level of like genuine evil that I think that I don't know if she can reach this. Like we're like, yeah, you should keep that like video on your phone and just harass him with it. Like be like, don't ever embarrass me again. And I assume that like she's not like that like horribly spirited demon incarnate of a person.
Have you seen her?
She should be.
Have you seen her house?
Maybe. Maybe she's a vampire. We don't know.
I just like, yeah, have fun on your trip. I'm fully in support of anything she wants to do. And I just think that post is so fucking funny.
Celeste did not come. This is important.
Yeah.
We were concerned about Celeste, who is Leon's girlfriend, but mostly Lauren's girlfriend. Did not wish her happy birthday and also didn't come on the girls trip. And we were like, is there trouble in paradise? Which the paradise in question is Celeste and Lauren hanging out and being best friends.
Neither of them posted anything for each other's birthdays, which they normally do like big posts for.
Yes, exactly. But
I'm waiting to see when Lauren Powell one acknowledges Devo's existence. I'm thinking about turning her.
What's
I'm
your,
thinking, can
what's
you turn Instagram stories onto like tweet alerts?
Yeah, you can. I think you can get notified when she posts.
Maybe I'll do that.
Her Instagram story.
I need to know.
I don't know. I think she'll give it to next hockey season. Once again, we are coming at this with a lot like more evil of an angle though. So maybe she won it.
Her cookbook's coming out soon. Maybe she's waiting till after that. You never know.
People I would definitely make him wait till next hockey season.
Make him how many Instagram followers does he have? Make him
wait. I don't even think he has 1 million, which is so funny.
That is very funny. No, he has 1 million. Wait until he posts the promos for that cookbook, and then you're out.
No, I don't even think that's good enough.
I'm not saying that's an equivalent. I'm saying that if you're going to wait, that's one of the reasons why you should. Get that free promo. You don't even have to pay him like the other influencers will have to pay to pretend that they're cooking from our cookbook. How much do you want to bet that McKenna is going to be cooking from that cookbook at some point?
Oh my God, of course she will. So
hashtag I'm
not betting you anything.
Anyway.
Okay. Other boring men. We can talk about the Nathan McKinnon profile.
I didn't even read it. I saw the bits. I saw that he just called people fat. That's a real
choice. Well, there's that. Basically, every single person who was interviewed, they're like, yeah, he really takes everything very seriously. And he's really serious about winning. And when he is, we're just at practice, he'll be screaming at people. And he just really wants everyone to work really hard. And like, it's so bizarre because they're like really trying to like frame it in like a really nice way. But like every single person is like, I would not want to spend time with him. No, I would not want to spend my free time with him. He is not pleasant to be around.
It's so like funny because
Josh Manson, who just got traded, he traded at the trade deadline. They talked to him and he's like, yeah, I was a little worried coming in, but he's like, but it's fine because I don't really like candy that much anyway. Like imagine being so much of a terror that like somebody transfers to your job and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to interact with them.
I will formally acknowledge that Mallory and I cheer for Arsenal, who had Arsene Wenger as their coach, who literally made the players eat only chicken and rice, and they weren't allowed to have any other drink except for water, I believe. They definitely weren't allowed to have tea or spices. I mean, eventually they became really good, but
yeah.
Arsene Wenger. Ian Wright tells a really good story about him wanting to sneak a cup of tea, and Dennis Bergkamp like looked at him and was like, you're letting the team down if you do that. How do we trust you? And it was a cup of tea. But I will also say, like, reading or hearing about this makes a lot of sense, that like why he can be friends with Sidney Crosby, because Sidney Crosby is just like a robot human being.
It was Logan O'Connor said that he was not a candy guy. Zadorov had said that he got rid of all pop, ice cream, and desserts. That was the chickpea pasta thing.
I mean, do what you got to do, but like, don't impose that on other people and be mean to them about it. Like, that's weird. What if I just told you guys, like, guess what? On this podcast, you can only eat chickpea pasta. If you want to be on this podcast, you can only eat chickpea pasta. And you can't have candy ever. And if not, I will berate you. That's a weird working environment,
like, he's like,
guys.
I'm not that serious. He's like, I wouldn't like fully yell at them. Just.
Isn't there footage of him yelling at someone in practice for messing up a pass?
Yes.
Makes me think of the time Bo Horvat yelled at Jake Virtanen.
Oh, that was the best. Like, that was so good.
Sometimes you do need to yell at kids. So we're saying that sometimes they do need to be yelled at.
Yeah.
Sometimes members of your team do need to be bullied, and it is important to have a good captain who can see which ones those are.
Yeah.
You know what the one person we haven't heard from on Nathan MacKinnon is Gabriel Landeskog. And I have like so many questions about what he thinks.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be very interesting because of also the dynamic of like captain hierarchy.
Yeah.
Like, does Gabe ever tell Nathan MacKinnon to shut up? Like,
God, I hope so. Probably. It was funny when he was like, we didn't really talk about the celebrations because Mallory hates the Avs. But it was funny when he was like, I've been the drunkest at Sid's parties. So he better be drunk at mine. And it's like, what the fuck does Sidney Crosby drink? I cannot picture the alcohol or the drink of choice for that man.
Honestly, I have to imagine it's like, just moonshine. He just wants the efficient, like,
he's going for efficiency. That would be so funny.
Yeah, he's just coming to like the BYOB with just a bottle of Everclear.
Fair.
Yeah.
I did also enjoy, separately though, like, and totally unrelated. I don't know if you saw the photo of like Nathan MacKinnon and Eric Johnson on the ice together, and then like it was like same energy as the Vancouver Riot couple.
Yeah, the posts of that were incredible because they were just fully on top of it. He was just fully on top of him, which is very funny, and that was good. There's a lot of this is how you grow the game, this is how you grow the game in Pride Month. Also, yeah, the like we should mention, folks. We should mention the most insane social media thing where they put the camera on the champagne bottle, and then it just
they looks, do that in Formula One sometimes, and it always looks bad. Because also, like, it really like the shininess of the champagne bottle like reflects a lot of flesh color.
It was just a new level of the like. Who was it that made the comment about all men just hold their cameras in the blowjob angle? And this was just a flip of that. So, you know, it was a real choice to do. I would not, this is another reason why I'd be a bad athlete. I would not want to be doused in champagne. That would be disgusting. I would probably have a meltdown.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if you got to shower directly after.
I mean, did you see them? The shots of them leaving? Like, I think Burakovsky, like, just didn't have a shirt on under his suit. He just had his shirt, like, and then someone was carrying their shoes. It was a real thing.
I mean, hopefully Burakovsky can give them some 2018 Caps energy, you know? He said, this is how we did it. I'm a veteran, I know. So.
We'll see. We'll see what hot girl summers come out of Denver. Oh, also, thoughts and prayers to Tyson Jost.
I thought he was literally still on the Avalanche.
No.
He's not.
He got deadline traded.
Yeah, I forgot that he's.
Was it deadline traded or?
I can't remember. I think it was around the deadline.
I was right around there.
Got traded.
Anyway.
Deactivated. It's a good choice. Sad boy. Sad boy summer.
All right. What are your three stars of the week?
Nazem Kadri for winning the cup, and then on live television saying that, what was the quote? Anyone who thought I was a playoff liability can kiss my ass, or something in the playoffs can kiss my ass.
It was also like the shit eating grin on his face when he said it.
Oh yeah. He knew what he was doing. It was glorious.
It was pretty good.
My star for the week is Jazzy Kadri, who is Nazem Kadri's cat, who hopefully will damage the Stanley Cup.
That it's in some way. You can see it. You can see it getting dented when Obe, whatever his name is, falls. You can literally see the cup, like the whole side just gets completely dented when he falls onto the ice. It was. It's the, so I'm funny. Looking at him like, I didn't realize that it was that like
it does not delicate. Seem
like that's like really it's concerning. Made of
a thick enough metal for like all things considered. Like it seems very malleable.
Like no wonder they have the guy that like is just constantly around it, like wiping it
around
down
it to nail it back out.
Honestly, because it literally like you can watch the video and just see the entire side just get crushed. It literally falls on it.
Like aluminum like foil. Like
yeah, no, seriously, it was insane. It was
crazy. Calling everyone's face at that precise moment was hilarious.
Yeah, someone got a photo of it. When they're like looking at when he falls in. So good. Also, we should have put this in our lows of the week, Mallory. The shot of Josh Kroenke lifting the Stanley Cup. I hate that man. It's terrible, but it became funny.
Can we have some money, please? Can my poverty franchise please have some money?
But it did get very, for people that are on the Kroenke's own arsenal, but it did get funny when he put the cup down and then had no one to hand it to. I'm like, oh, everyone hates you. I love this.
Honestly, I don't know if I could lift 35 pounds over my head.
Me neither.
I just don't like Josh Kroenke being in the vicinity of
given the opportunity, I don't think I could do it.
I don't like it. Sam, who's your star?
My star of the week is Joe Sakic for obvious reasons.
That's very fair.
Also, he was great on Unrivaled.
Which we will watch.
Which we'll talk about. And definitely we will not actually, it. My star of the week is Steve Yzerman, just because he is. Just for
reasons.
Because he can be. Okay.
Yeah, very fair. Very fair.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you soon about lots of other things. We'll keep up with you, even though hockey is not technically happening. They're done playing for a little bit.
The boy auction is coming up. Boy auction coming up.
Boy auction's coming up.
Mallory and Georgia can talk about baseball.
Baseball's still happening.
The Blue Jays are playing very well. Alejandro Kirk is batting 400.
The women's Euros are happening. We will find stuff to talk about because we're annoying and we talk a bunch. Actually, we were talking yesterday about how we don't understand how people who do baseball broadcasts can come up with enough things to say.
I think we could do it. I think we'd be great, Mallory.
Yeah, we should actually commentate a...
we should commentate a baseball game.
We should do it.
Patreon content.
Exactly.
Very funny.
So look out for that. We'll try to just commentate one.
We'll nine just, innings. No, we have we'll to do it. We have to do it in the style of the baseball men.
Oh, which yeah, is absolutely.
This is my
yeah, and then there's a deep drive to left. Like fully just you stop in the middle of your sentence and change what you're talking about.
No, my description of baseball commentary is that thing where men just name random sports people's and then bond over it. So they'll just say like, you know, Phil Dunster or something. And then they sit there and talk about it for 20 minutes. And then we'll be like, that's a hit out to right center. And then go back to talking about it. It's insane.
I'll see. Yeah. Anyway, absolutely. We wrap need this shit to do up. This. It'll be great. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk to you soon. That's all. Hit us up at Broadcast Pod at various places. We've been posting more on our Patreon, which is Broadcast Pod. You can link in various things, go to it. You can figure it out. I believe in you. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.